Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you have been with us, learning alongside us about having enjoyable communion with our triune God. Communion with God takes several forms. We practice this in many ways, and most assuredly one of those is prayer. Well, my prayer is that what we have been discovering in this short series will be a blessing, a benefit to you in your own times and seasons of prayer with our Lord. And as you know, if you've been with us, we are receiving some instruction from a man named John Owen. A prolific theologian of the 17th century, his reflection on praying to the God who is Father, Son, and Spirit has been a tremendous help to us as we think about how to pray in this 21st century. Owen uses 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, which reads, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." And he says communion with the Father is love, and we've talked about this. He says communion with the Son is grace, and we are going to talk about this today. And he says communion with the Holy Spirit is comfort, and we will be coming to that soon. Communion with God the Father is love. Our Heavenly Father never ceases to be. He is always, and He is with us always. And Father God is love, and He pours out His everlasting love into our souls. In writing this, I was thinking of the words of another Puritan, Thomas Watson, when he says, "A father provides for his child while he lives, but the father dies, and then the child may be exposed to injury. But God never ceases to be a father." Simple but profound words those are. As God's children, His sons and daughters, we never have to worry about our Father dying. God cannot die. God is. And friends, we have a loving Heavenly Father. Should you have missed our discourse on God the Father's love, just pop over to our website and listen to the free God Is podcast. You can find every radio broadcast, doubling as a podcast, on godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. As we leave the first person of the Trinity, God the Father, and move to the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, let me quote John Owen. "Never anyone from the foundation of the world who believed such love in the Father and made returns of love to Him again was deceived. If you believe and receive the Father as love, He will infallibly be so to you." Amen. As we move now to Christ, do not forget God's love for you. The Apostle Paul's benediction to the church in Corinth says this, "The love of God." And prior to this, he writes of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Communion with the Son is grace. When in our prayers we focus our attention on Christ, we receive abundant grace. And remember, it is not that we can totally separate out or isolate Jesus from the two other persons of the Trinity, Father and Spirit. They are one. We pray to one God, not three gods. We pray to the three in one, and undoubtedly Jesus is God. He is God's Son. In our experience praying with other Christians, it has been easy to hear how most believers are comfortable directing their prayers to Jesus. "Dear Jesus" is how we begin, and "In Jesus' name" is how we end. This is true because the Lord is very relatable to us, because he's the one person of the Trinity who lived here on earth as a man. He took on flesh. He became human. Being human ourselves, we connect with the person of Jesus Christ. And also, of course, Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Master. And Jesus is our Lord. We in the church, the bride, are married to him as our bridegroom. And so we love him very much. We love him most of all. As we spend time today focusing our communion, our prayers, our thoughtful, biblical meditation on Christ, let's go into the Bible and find the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will begin in John's Gospel in chapter 1. That's John chapter 1. In this first chapter, words rich in theology, the Apostle John tells us directly that Jesus is grace. Jesus personifies grace. Listen to John 1 verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. In context, the Word is Jesus, and John gives a firsthand account that Jesus dwelt among us, and Jesus' glory was seen. Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father. Note the emphasis again on two persons of the Trinity. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Full of what? Full of grace. That is John 1 verse 14. And let's keep reading and go down to verse 16. Still writing about Jesus, John says, "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace." Get this highlighted in your copy of God's Word. John says, "We who believe in Jesus, the fullness of Christ we have received, and this is grace upon grace." This is a superabundance of grace that has been gifted to us by Christ. This is why Owen emphasizes what the Apostle Paul emphasizes, what the Apostle John emphasizes. In communion with God's Son, we receive grace because Jesus is grace. He is grace upon grace. With these scriptures in mind, we should ask and answer, what is grace? We answer this way: God's grace is his free, unmerited favor towards sinners in giving us salvation from sin. I repeat, God's grace is his free, unmerited favor towards sinners in giving us salvation from sin. The grace that Jesus gives us is free. We cannot pay for it. And the grace that Jesus gives us is unmerited. We have done nothing to merit it, to win it, or to deserve it. Amazingly, Jesus is grace upon grace, and he is grace to us. Owen puts it this way, quote, "Christ's mission is the essence of grace." Christ's mission is the essence of grace. And here is what I so deeply appreciate about Owen. In his writing, he emphasized that Christ invites believers into communion with him. In fact, he wrote, quoting again, "The thoughts of communion with the saints were the joy of Christ's heart from eternity." He wrote this in reflecting on Jesus' words to the unbelieving, that's right, the unbelieving church at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. Theirs was a church full of hypocrites who claimed to know, love, and serve Christ, but to whom they did not truly belong. And yet, Jesus gives this gracious invitation. I am reading Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. These are the words of Christ. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. Usually we get the, I think, poor interpretation that Jesus speaks these words to individual people, a knocking on the door of their heart, to let him come in so the person can dine with him. That is not the meaning according to the context of Revelation 3. Here, Jesus speaks to a church. He is knocking on the door of a church full of people who do not believe in him. Now think about that. Do you belong to a church? Are you a member of a quote-unquote church, and Jesus is actually standing on the outside of your door, knocking? Well, if so, let him in. Run and open the door. Because when you hear his voice and you open the door, by his grace, Jesus will come in and dine with you and you with him. May God have mercy and grace upon the apostate church in the world today. Having said that about context, still, Owen is right to point out that Jesus wants to commune with his people, whom by his grace he has saved from sin. Jesus wants to sit down and eat with us. Jesus wants to sit down and eat with you today. He enjoys communal meals in which we are all together. And he enjoys a one-on-one with you where you are and with me where I am. When we commune with the triune God, we commune with God the Son, Jesus Christ. And in communion with Christ, we experience God's grace. This is what is true of the second person of the Trinity. I want to pick up here at the start next time and say more about the marvelous grace of our Lord. In your own times of prayer this day or this night, commune with Jesus by his grace. Think of his grace to you. Give him thanks for being so gracious, and then join us next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.